With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm glad you take time out of your busy Saturday. And in a way, I'm sad that you're listening, unless you're in your car heading to the Wagon Masters downtown chili cook-off. Then I'm glad. Okay? And if you're down here walking around with earbuds in and still listening, I'm even happier.
Yes.
Now, stop by to talk to me first is Don Grant. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
You're just some dude.
I'm just walking down the street.
Just a dude.
But yeah. Your partner in crime, your partner in life, and my sweet Barbie. Nobody calls her Barbie, but
said
me.
You're the That's only right. one allowed to call
you're
her Barbie.
The only one.
Barbara Bond, how are you, sweetie?
I am very good. How are you?
What a great day, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely breathtaking down here for the chili cook-off this year.
It's just going to be so fun. I know you just got your kit, but when you walk down the street, the aromas and the... Oh man, there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Well, not only that, just the energy. Everyone looks like they're having such a good time.
Yeah.
And I know there's lots more chili to eat this year. You have what, over 20 more participants?
Yeah, nine.
We've got just under 90. We had 93 sign up, and we've got, I believe, just 89 teams that are signed up. That's the biggest it's been for probably 25 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
What a great thing.
Yeah,
Barb, I don't want to keep you, but I have a plan.
And what's that?
We need to get back on TV, you and me.
Absolutely. We need to do some cooking segments, huh?
Bon appetit.
Yes.
We have to do it.
So who do you think will have us?
Well, we need to talk off air and we make some deals.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because we were out the other night at a wine tasting at Yaya's and a couple people approached us and said, you know, I really do miss that segment.
Yeah. How was that wine tasting at Yaya's?
It was fun. Another beautiful evening as well. Yeah. I tell you what, you can't beat it. It's just so nice to be outside.
I'd have been there, but once again, another event.
Another event?
I know. You're just always so busy.
Yeah.
So tell us, have you tasted any of the chili?
No, but I have my chili tasting kit, spoon, my little bead to vote for the people's choice. I'll be ready to go in a moment's notice.
Yes, I understand one of your former colleagues is at the chili cook-off this year, Denise Neal.
She is, and she's going to come over a little bit and talk to me. But first off, I want to say thanks to you and go eat chili. Take this beautiful little girl with you.
I know. My baby's from KU, our first favorite firstborn
and
is
look,
here, Abigail.
And she's a little taller than you.
Yes,
you
she
that?
Is.
Damn near as tall as Dad.
I know, she is.
Abigail, go have fun. Take Mom around. Make her eat a lot of chili.
Go get him, Abby.
You have a great afternoon. Nice to chat with you.
All right, Don, are you going to stay standing up? You want to sit down? Stay standing up.
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
I want you to say, wow, what a great event.
Oh, man. We've had some lucky weather over the years, sometimes a little cool, but I tell you, beer sales are going to be up this year because of the heat, a little bit of heat, but it's not too hot to come out and enjoy it.
Nice breeze.
What a turnout, man. I just look around, it warms the cockles of my heart to see all these people out here. And everybody has a smile on their face. We've got lucky people down there playing and
sound good.
Raising some money for a good cause.
You know, I used to have cockles in my heart, but when they put in my artificial valve,
they took the cockles out.
I'm cockleless in my heart.
But you got cockles on the brain, so,
now,
you know, that's great.
When I was talking to Steve Moore, the Dipper,
as
you are certainly familiar with, and
yes.
done that challenging and yet honorable position. You guys raise a lot of money, and you do a lot of great things. This is the main event to raise money, and I love it. I'm Good Life Guy, and you're Don Grant, and it's called the Good Life Grant.
Yes. Oh, man, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
You nailed it with that one. That's good. That's good. But, no, this year I think we've got sponsorship. This is before we even open the doors here of more than $50,000.
Wow.
So we're not going to skin off the ball this year. And it all goes back to the community. And we have a soft spot in our heart for the police department, for veterans, and for kids. And so those are areas that we focus on. Oh, boy, you're pulling out some bubbly.
Yeah, keep talking.
I'm loving that. I'm loving that. But, you know, we also, this year, we gave a pretty good gift to the Honor Flight organization.
Oh, perfect.
And it helped raise my awareness about them because my dad is coming in, and we're going on an Honor Flight on Wednesday. He's a triple threat World War II vet.
Wow.
He was a midshipman. He was a Vietnam vet and also a Korean conflict. He was on a destroyer for 2 years. So I'm really proud to take him on that ride. But we've given to the Honor Flights. We bought a couple horses for the equestrian group of the police department.
All right.
We've given them saddles. In the last few years, we have, from some of the proceeds from this event, we've also gotten them canine bulletproof vests for their dogs.
This is a great way to spend money.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And so many other organizations, we've given her over just under $190,000 in the 6 or 7 years that we've been doing the chili cook-off, that
wow.
we took it over. So we are truly. Well, here's to you. What are we having here?
What we have here is from Poema. It's the wine of the week. I'll come in and talk more about it later, but I thought since you're here and you and I like to drink wine together.
Oh, yeah.
Think of it as the opportunity to pair something other than beer with chili.
I can taste that. I think that could go with a nice something with a little heat to it,
yeah.
You know, a little sweetness to it. That would be wonderful.
Well, and this one is not as sweet. This is the Brut, so this is the drier one. I have the extra dry in here, and it has a hint of sweetness, and it would be perfect for spicy food
yes.
of any type, but
yes.
certainly chili on a hot day like this.
Yes, and Abigail, my daughter, had a taste of it. What do you think, Gabby?
I love it.
You love it?
Let
Mama have some, too.
Mama, there you go. We've had Poema. We get this. Matter of fact, I picked up a case of it, and I got some of the rosé as well.
Yeah.
And that's really tasty stuff.
I'm going to talk about all three of them a little bit later. It is made in the traditional method, and the best part about it is $8.99. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, they're giving it away.
Yeah.
They're giving it away.
Man, so crisp and nice. Got to serve it crackling cold like we did. I have my crackling cold carry case with little ice things in there.
Oh, man. And I love these glasses. They're plastic glasses, but they're plastic flutes.
Yeah.
That's a college
that's
budget.
Wonderful.
It's
that's a college budget.
Yeah, that's my college campaign budget there.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to encourage all the college kids to start buying that,
yes,
I think, you
perfect.
Know.
It's hard to do Kava shooters, though, because they're really upper vessels. You
yeah.
can do it if
yeah,
you have
Yeah, well,
to.
It would tickle your nose yeah. a little bit, yeah.
Don, I want you to get out and have some more fun. I'm so glad you stopped by.
Well, thank you for having us, and thanks
and
for
family.
Helping promote the Chili Cook-Off, because it's an event that's near and dear to our hearts, and it raised a lot of money for the community, and we give it all back to the community. So.
Well, I'm going to talk my youngest kid into coming into town next year. You know, he was here last 2 weeks ago for Beth's birthday.
Right.
I want him to come into town and help me, and we'll cook next year.
Okay.
Yes,
you got to cook.
I've cooked a couple times, you know, and it's always fun. And
well,
I got one of the biggest pots up and down this street.
Man.
I got a 40-gallon pot. It's
wow.
It's that big around and
oh
that
my.
Tall.
That's bigger than the Wagon Master's cauldrons
it's,
over there.
It's massive.
Well, you were potentate and you were very impotent that year. I remember.
I was.
Yeah.
Impotentator.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hours. Have any cockles.
But yeah. Oh, that's bad. But
it
thank
is.
You so much, and thank you for what you do, and thank you for helping promote the event.
What a
weekend.
Treat.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
It.
Get out there and have some chili.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
Go dog watching. That's why I'm thrilled to be here.
Abby, come sit down and watch. It's like Dog Central right here at this intersection.
I know. Well, you know, it's great. They're dogs and children, and they're not yours. You just get to watch and see how cute they are.
Laugh at them, pet them, and send them on their way.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to talk to somebody that is near and dear to my heart. She's such a hardworking gal. When you think about this, you got to go, wow, I don't know how she does it. She's up to no good. That's what's got to be. No, she's not really. Her name is Ashley Ruckman. I think she's on the phone. Ashley, are you there? Hello, Ashley. Testing. Check 1, 2. All right, you work on that. I'll tell you about some other events. We're going to tell you about the combination of Blocktoberfest with a fun event that I'm going to get to judge with, the 5th Annual Wichita Burger Battle. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Let me tell you about some other events that are coming up. Friday, October 6th. Can you believe we're talking about October? It's right around the corner. This is a really cool event for Wesley Children's Foundation. And if you like wine and delicious food bites and shopping and fashion show, and Cooley Shoes. This is Friday, October 6th, 7 p.m. at the Wichita Country Club, and it is called Wine, Women, and Shoes. And you can get an invite. It's put together by Walzer Automotive Group and Pediatrics, and it's just a whole lot of fun. Again, it's Wine, Women, and Shoes, and guys, you can go too, but the girls really love it. There's the charming shoe guys, an incredible auction, indoor tennis courts at the Wichita Country Club is the location. And again, it's Friday, October 6th. Now, joining us, after my lovely introduction that she probably missed, Ashley Ruckman works harder than most everybody here, raising money for great causes. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And to you, my girl, I love the save the date card that you sent out, the one night only thing, this Blocktoberfest. I think it's a great idea that you combine the two events. But you are running the burger battle. So
yes.
What I really want you to tell me about is what's going to happen, the what, where, when, how people can get involved, and how much fun it's going to be.
Well, the burger battle is on day two of Blocktoberfest, which is October 14th. And our event starts at 5 p.m. and goes until 8 p.m. And this year, we are excited to say we have more than 15 vendors who will be preparing burgers that guests can go around and sample. And then at the end of the night, you can pick your favorite burger and vote. And whoever gets the most votes wins our People's Choice Award.
Oh, man. This is, I know that I was out of town and couldn't judge last year. I'm honored to be asked to judge this year because Denise said it was a most magnificent opportunity. And, you know, as a professional eater, she said it was a real chore because they were all good and she ate everything that you guys put in front of her.
Yeah, the judges don't disappoint. They taste every last burger.
I love it. I'm just looking at here. We got Fizz Burgers and Bottles, Five Guys, Emerson Biggins, Hungry Hippo, Marfield's Pub, The Dancing Yak, The Grill at Reflection Ridge, Dempsey's Burger Pub, my favorite, Kansas Star Casino, District Taqueria. Can you add any more that have signed up late?
Oh, yeah. We've got 31st Street Fat Burgers, P-H-A-T. Just signed them up today, so that's pretty exciting.
Good.
Let's see. Who else do we have? We also have a competition between the Wichita Police Department and the Sedgwick County EMS. So they kind of have their own competition against each other that they're pretty excited about. And trying to think off the top of my head, I think you said everybody.
Yeah. Well, put it this way.
Oh,
it's a
the
lot.
Anchor.
Oh, the anchor.
Yeah,
God, Shane
anchor.
Does such a good job.
Yeah.
and this is an inexpensive event, and it's for a great cause. $40 VIP tickets, which I highly recommend. $25 general admission. You got some live music on two separate stages?
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be cool.
And guests can come and go between Burger Battle and Blocktoberfest activities as they want because they'll have a wristband on. They can just walk in and out.
Oh, that's so cool. It's 5 to 8 p.m. It's literally right around the corner, Saturday, October 14th, at the Riverwalk. And it's going to be, I imagine, it's going to be rain or shine, right?
Yeah, but we just checked the weather, and it's supposed to be 75 and sunny. So.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I'll be ready for some burgers. I'll just be back from Mexico.
Oh,
and,
wow.
That'll be great fun. So, folks, if you want to learn more, just do a Google search, ICTBurgerBattle.com. There's all kinds of information about not only that, but Blocktoberfest and all the fun things that are going on. Actually, I get to judge sausages on Friday.
Oh, man.
So it's going
to
be a
fast like the whole week before.
Well, that's just it, yeah. That or I just have to have one little bite and then pass it on and go to the next. Ashley Ruckman, what a pleasure always, my kid. I can't wait to see you in a little over a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You have a great afternoon. You coming down to the chili contest down here?
If I can get out of the office, that's the plan.
I think you should get out of the office. Come on. We need you.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Good to talk to you. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Ashley Ruckman. And again, I don't think I mentioned it. It's for Ketch, K-E-T-C-H, Kansas Health Training Center. They do so much for those that are less fortunate maybe than you and I. And they do it because of events like this and putting together some money. Again, it's the Burger Battle, part of Blocktoberfest, right around the corner, 2 weeks from now, Saturday, October 14th. Go to ictburgerbattle.com, and you'll be in there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. Hopefully Denise Neal will stop by. But if not, I'm going to tell you about the two wines of the week. It's Spanish sparkling wine, Cava, from Poema. Couldn't get my tongue to work right. I'm Guy Barrett. It's a Good Life, coming to you live from the Wagon Masters downtown chili cook-off. Come on down, stop by and see me. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.